USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The time is ticking for lawmakers on Capitol Hill to come together on another coronavirus relief bill before the end of the year. Both the Congress and Senate will be on Thanksgiving recess next week. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes a targeted package is needed.
We are working on repurposing unused funds for exactly that. Yes, targeted, not $3 trillion. Stuff like small businesses, airlines perhaps, restaurants, just those targets.
The CDC says the nation is on pace to reach nearly 300,000 COVID-19 deaths by Christmas. There were nearly 2,000 Americans who died yesterday because of the coronavirus. New infections continue to rise and are approaching 200,000. There was a record of nearly 183,000 reported on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany held her first press briefing at the White House since the election. McEnany was asked about a transition of power should President Trump lose his legal challenges. McEnany reminds everyone about what happened when President Trump was elected in 2016.
You had 70 lawmakers say we're not coming to his inauguration, Democratic lawmakers. You had Elizabeth Warren saying we're going to attempt to obstruct the Trump transition by urging the Government Accountability Office to investigate the incoming Trump transition. In January of that year, you had President Obama have a by-the-book meeting where they talked about the Logan Act, using that act to go after Lieutenant General Michael Flynn.
The U.S.-Canadian border closure is being extended due to a surge in COVID-19 cases. Canada's Prime Minister is saying the soonest the border will reopen to non-essential travel is December 21st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is having a hard time getting sheriffs across the state on board with enforcing his 10-person limit on Thanksgiving dinners in his latest effort to suppress the Empire State's rising coronavirus rate. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik says the governor is not making any friends.
I come from a state we currently have the worst governor in America. Governor Cuomo, he is taking absolutely the wrong approach. He also is not applying the rules to himself. So Governor Cuomo has attended private events without wearing masks, without requiring socially distancing. This is why the American people are so frustrated with failed leadership from our Democratic governors. It's big government, it's rules for thee and not for me.
Coronavirus cancellations continue across the country in college sports.
Coronavirus outbreaks continue to affect college football, with more of this weekend's games canceled or postponed. The game between Maryland and Michigan State was canceled Thursday after Terps head coach Mike Loxley tested positive. It's the second straight week that Maryland has had their game canceled. Number 22 Texas and Kansas have been postponed, just the second Big 12 conference game to be rescheduled because of an outbreak. The American Athletic and Mountain West conferences each had two conference matchups postponed as well. Overall, 14 of the 62 scheduled games between FBS schools this weekend have been postponed or canceled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus continuing to impact college sports. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.